This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Across North Texas, online learning has begun full-time, ready or not, now that spring's over. Some districts, like Dallas, tried getting ready before the break, hoping to cut down on confusion. Most confused may be the parents, who wonder how districts and students will learn in this age of COVID-19. Big school systems, like the Dallas Independent School District, saw this coming and started getting ready. The district's Shannon Trejo, who oversees online learning, says at least 36 Dallas schools have been using web courses for years. Before spring break, her department sent parents a link explaining the approach.
This website gives you almost a step-by-step on how to log in and access the online classroom materials. We've got a call number for technical difficulties and a ticket system available that's running right now.
Trejo understands that even with that support in place, not every parent is logging on. And some of the parents who do don't necessarily understand the software.
This is going to be an exercise in patience and flexibility. Everybody is at a different level of learning. We've got to continue our support with those who are not familiar and have the beginner classes continued. And then as we do that, help everyone become a little more sophisticated in their participation in the online environment.
A lot of Mark Harrington's students are sophisticated to that online environment because the Segoville High School history teacher has used web tools for years. He can only hope, however, that learning online approximates the classroom experience. He can't be sure.
A lot of times through Edmodo, which is the platform I use, they do reach out to each other. They do say, hey, I don't get this, I don't get that. And then somebody else from the group will come back in and say, try this, or here's what I understood.
Harrington understands something else about the Segoville community. Many families have no internet access. That really worries him.
It's possible to lose the kids right now. It's possible to lose the connection that they have with us as their teachers, with their classmates, and with their, with their campus. I don't want them to lose sight of the fact that, we're still in this together. We're still one community. We're still looking out for them.
Parents say they're always looking out for their kids. This emergency has thrown them all new problems. Emily Urey, mom to a 5- and 9-year-old, says many parents feel paralyzed.
It's like, I don't know what to do. We don't want our kids to lack in their education. We don't want this to have long-term effects, but we aren't exactly sure what it is we need to be doing.
Urey owns the online magazine and resource guide, Fort Worth Moms, and her readers say educating their kids is their top priority. She says some parents are trying to homeschool now, others lack the skills, struggle with digital learning, are now working full-time inside the home, or are still expected to work outside the home.
You know what is going to work for your kids. It also has to work for you. It has to work for everyone that is part of the home. That can look very different from house to house.
Urey says as confused as she may feel, she doesn't want to sound too negative.
Because I know what an upheaval these last days have been for me as a working mom.
Urey says teachers in all the different school districts are going through the same thing. I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.